Hello, the date is Thursday the 19th of April. I'm Jason England and welcome to Learn Something, the official podcast of newrisingmedia.com, where I usually consume your brain space with weird and wonderful facts that you've probably never heard before. Why do I say probably? Good question. Let me explain. Turns out that you may already know this, but tomorrow I'm going to the UK Blog Awards and I'm in the finals. I'm in the shortlist. I'm in the running for the Digital and Technology Award, which to me seems utterly mind-blowing, because to actually get there, you need people to enjoy your content. And who would enjoy a nerd ranting and podcasting and posting occasionally every week on Twitch? So from the bottom of my heart, to anybody out there who voted, thank you. I love every single one of you. It means the absolute world to me that I've got this far. Like, whether I win or not is immaterial. The fact that I get to go to this incredible event, I will be posting so many photos from it, and I'll be doing a wrap-up blog where I talk about some of my favorite blogs that I get, that I've read, who are in the finals, and yeah, just share all the good nature and share all the good times. But while preparing for all of this, and while getting fitted for a tuxedo and so on and so forth, turns out I may have forgot to do some research for this podcast. But don't worry, there is a workaround. Every Tuesday, the UK Blog Awards do a blog hour where they ask people loads of questions. They can be as specific as what analytics platforms you use, what content management system you pick up, how to effectively market your blogs and so on and so forth, or it's more general, like the one on Tuesday that I unfortunately missed, which was generally asking people to share the backstory of their blog and talk about what their favorite things are about blogging and running this site of your own and running this whole brand of your own. So instead of wasting your time going through as many different places as I possibly can for a bunch of random facts, I just thought I'd give you the backstory of New Rising Media running up to the Blog Awards tomorrow. Stick around. This is going to be a fun one. And the first question they asked was, why did you get into blogging? Well, it started way back in 2010, when I was in my third year of university here at Nottingham Trent, which is actually where I'm working now. It's kind of weird how circular these things work out. And I had to pick a dissertation. Now, there were two options. There was either you do a practical one, which was all video and photo work, which I love to do, but I'm nowhere near like fully experienced to like nail a project of that caliber. But there was also a theoretical side of things where you could do an entirely theory-based dissertation, which was conducting like social science research and so on and so forth, which also bored me to tears, and I had no idea what the middle ground was. And I'd always had this love for writing, from like writing video game reviews when I was 14 on like old Games Radar and Cheap Planet forums, also going on IGN, shout out to the CNET forums as well. And I wanted to turn that into something, because I knew that there was this uprising of what was called citizen journalism, that's what it was called, not social, what am I doing, that was being perpetrated by the rise of social media and the fact that normal people like me and you could act and write like journalists, but still get the same amount of traffic without needing to be inside of a journalistic organization like a newspaper or a magazine or an online news website. You could create the blog your own. It was very much the democratization of these tools that made things really interesting. And I wanted to test just how effective they were, because they're all there, like everybody has access to these tools, but does giving everybody the same tools kind of make the battlefield a little bit too wide? and kind of stop you from really getting anywhere? And the answer, as I found out, is a resounding no. Obviously, you can't expect like massive audiences because you're just one person posting and you can't get up to the regularity of content that is kind of expected from any kind of news website when you think about the BBC posting like 50 to 75 articles a day and so on and so forth. But there's always a pocket of people out there somewhere who want to read your stuff, who will find interest in reading your stuff. There is always some people out there, and it's kind of our job to go and find them. So that is where New Horizon Media started, and that's where the lifestyle blog of the Future Human started, because I looked at the tech news space, and saw that everybody was kind of talking about the here and now, with not really that much insight into the future. Granted, a lot of sites are looking ahead nowadays, but I love to have that unique spin and think, how will it affect this imaginary person called the future human, who will be me in 30 years' time, only more grey, and hopefully pulling it off. And yeah, that's why I got into it, because I absolutely love it. It started as a dissertation that kind of rolled into a passion and hopefully a career in the future. Next question is a pretty simple one. How did you choose your blog name? Well, I like to say it came from somewhere interesting, but really, it just literally came off the top of my head. I'd literally just been to the National Railway Museum at the time, and I don't know whether subconsciously I share the same initials as that, but yeah, New Horizon Media came about 3 or 4 months after that trip, and then that became the blog. Question numero tres. What is your favorite thing about blogging? Crap. There is just too much. I love being able to whip up a quick story in the space of an hour. I love creating video. I love streaming. I love podcasting, talking to you lovely bunch. But my favorite thing about blogging will have to be when I've really sunk my teeth into a big story. Like, I love pursuing it, really. Like, if I speak to someone at an event, for example, and I know that there's just another story hiding behind the words that he or she is saying, and I want to pursue that, and I want to find something deeper, and I want to find something more impactful, something on the level of making good must-see content that is exclusive to New Horizon Media, like interviews with the writer of Half-Life, or my little piece recently about whether Viral Link's meme-based Twitter accounts got suspended unnecessarily by Twitter. But there's a whole bigger story behind every single story that you kind of touch. And this is going to sound a bit weird. I love being aggressive and finding them. I love contacting people, and I love talking to them. I love trying to get to the core of a story that people don't necessarily show me. And I also love being able to express my own opinion on these matters. Like, usually when it comes to stuff like this, you're very limited by facts, and you need to be very matter of fact, very straightforward in your reporting if you were to be behind a journalistic outlet. But since I'm not, and since any blogger out there is not, they can do the same thing, but then they can also put their own personality into it, which is probably one of my favorite things. Question number four, which is, what is the best tool you use on, with, or for your blog? Now, I didn't really know how to tackle this answer, because like any blogger who I see on the replies to the actual Twitter question that was posted during the blog hour, It varies a lot, but then again, there are a lot of similarities, which are usually around social platforms on which people can network, such as Twitter or Instagram, or photo-based stuff, such as editing software or just a really good camera. So I'm kind of going to go down the road of the latter, but to a specific app that I use on a lot of my content in terms of the photos that I post, and it's called Over. Now, a lot of people, when they create unique images for, like, whether it's their YouTube thumbnail or their blog thumbnail or whatever it may be, will use something pretty standard like Photoshop, which I feel it's good, but it requires a lot of steps to, like, get a photo on the desktop, upload it and everything, and put your content on it, and then do everything on the desktop. Whereas, what if you needed to do something on your mobile phone there and then? This is the perfect platform to do quick fire editing, also to add text over the top of things, and it works on multiple layers. It's basically, minus the tools such as being able to, like, cut faces out and put your own face on something or something like that, it's basically Photoshop on your phone. It's a better Photoshop than the original Photoshop on your phone, and you really should try it. This isn't a plug, this blog isn't sponsored by them. Just genuine love for this app. Question number 5. Who is my favorite blogger ever? That is a very, very big question. So there's a lot of different people that I followed on forums that have seemed to have disappeared, which I've no idea where they've gone. I think they might be working in bigger news places now, at which point I will say congratulations. But one I read quite regularly is one called Daring Fireball, which is basically an Apple fanboy with a blog. And I know what you're thinking, that kind of limits him to, like, being an extremely biased, the equivalent of somebody saying Apple's better in the comments of any kind of Android-based article you ever post. But it's more his style of writing and the fun that he has with it. I know I'm breaking the rules slightly here, but favorite vlogger would have to be a guy called Sam Sheffer, who basically seems to be the New York version of me. I don't know which one came first, but yeah, it's just another dude who really likes old video games, way too heavy rock music, and talking about tech way too obsessively. But he lives the lifestyle in New York that I would dream to have, because he eats pizza all the time. Damn him. But I thought, on the flip side of that, I would just give a quick shout out to some of who I feel have become some of my favorite bloggers, who are also shortlisted in the final lists of the digital and tech category. I said dating because dating is right next to it, and my eyes don't really work that well. So, Tomb of Ash, an amazing Tomb Raider-based blog. There's Gaming Debugged, there's El May, 16-Bit Dad, Empty Bucket, 8-Bit Girl, and The Blog of Thog. All of those have been incredible to read. Not even just, like, in the specific, like, one-month bit where the people are judging blogs, but all the way through their past. I've been guilty of endlessly scrolling through some of their content. It's really, really good, and I recommend you go take a look at them. I'll put full links in my blog post about this podcast on newrisemedia.com. And now for our final question, which is a toughie. What is your one big goal for the next year of your blog? And I bet I haven't read the actual answers that people have posted on the blog out yet. I'll be sure to after I've done this segment. But I assume that many of them revolve around increasing readership on the blog, increasing your follower count, on your accounts, reducing the bounce rate, because Lord knows every single blogger on planet Earth probably still suffers with a bit of a higher bounce rate. But this is separate of how I think about it. It's not really how I approach this. Like, I've been through many jobs in the past where it's been very goal-based, very key performance indicator-based, where you kind of, it kind of sucks all the love of that work that you do out of it. It becomes very goal-based. It's very, it's a very negative working atmosphere to be in a place where it's always about, okay, you've done this, now it's time for the next goal, and keep going and going. And if you don't hit that goal, you are negatively impacted, and then it just affects your self-confidence, and before you know it, you become an anxious mess like I did a few years ago after working at a particular annoying business that I will not name. So, what's my one big goal? It's very simply to ensure I keep loving this. Like, I don't want to lose my enjoyment of what I do. Even if it means it doesn't become a career, even if it means it's just a hobby for me. Like, that to me is more important than anything. Like, and I hope it's the same for the rest of my blogging friends out there. They love what they do and never forget that. That doesn't mean I don't think about the viewership, I don't think about the readership on the blog and think, oh, I want to make that a little bit higher. But it always comes second to making sure that I enjoy doing what I do. I've made choices on the blogs that I create, on the content that I make, that have reduced audience sizes at some points, like changing from the whole nerd journalism side of things in between 2011 and 2014, I would say, changing from that through to the lifestyle blog of the future human and changing the way I write about stuff reduced the audience quite a bit at that point, but it was something that made me happier. And when you're happier, it reflects in your writing and it'll reflect in the audience that you pick up. And my audience went up, as you saw on Facebook, if you take a look back at the numbers, it went up last year by over 200%, which to me is amazing. And you should never forget that even if it feels like it's going to negatively impact you in respects to numbers, if it makes you happy, go for it. Because if people see somebody who is happy, genuinely happy, they will follow you and they will read your stuff. They will watch your stuff. They will listen to your stuff. Never, ever forget that. Never forget your goal should always be that you love what you do. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is it. I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. I know this was a bit of a different episode to what you might have been expecting in terms of a load of random facts, but I hope nonetheless that you enjoyed it. If you're listening to this on Anchor, hi everyone. Thanks for listening to me on your phone, whether it's in your pocket or in your car or wherever it may be. That sounded a bit weird. Do favourite the station, and if you have any thoughts or if you have any weird tech-based facts of your own, call in and let's have a chat. Now, I'm looking to do some collaborations with some Anchor podcasters, so look out for them in the next few weeks. And if you want to join in, then yeah, like I said, call in. If you're listening on iTunes, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Do subscribe and rate 5 stars, because every review that I get, no matter how honest the feedback may be, helps. It helps me improve the show, and numerically wise, it helps improve the station's position on the iTunes charts. And finally, don't forget to read the full blogs on newrisingmedia.com, and also follow us on Facebook at New Rising Media, Twitter at newrising_media, or you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Jason England. Thank you all so much. I will see you after the Blog Awards next Thursday. That makes it sound like the Blog Awards is next Thursday. That's when the podcast is going to be. I'm making this really awkward, aren't I? The Blog Awards is tomorrow, and I cannot be more excited. I will tell you all about them next week. Take care. Bye.